You are listening to Ancient Voices, brought to you by Seven Stones Radio. Hello, welcome back to Ancient Voices. I am Amber Highland. Happy, happy May Day, blessed Beltane to all. Oh, Beltane, Beltane, how I celebrate your hope and revel in your energies. Beltane is a festival having to do with heat, passion, spontaneity, survival, fertility, balance, and joining. You can think of Beltane as a wedding feast celebrating fertility. The goddess, now ripe and receptive, unites with the Sun King and will, in due course, give birth to the crops of the fields that will nourish us throughout the year. This is a time to not only recognize life, but to also take action on the activities and projects planned and begun during the vernal equinox. Much of their tradition and ritual associated with Beltane has to do with marriage and fertility. Long ago, it was important to recognize this season, for a good harvest could only come from fertile soil, ample rain, and care given to the crops as they matured. So, too, must we recognize the pivotal impact that a balanced union of the divine feminine with the enlightened masculine has on our personal, local, and global communities. Care must be given to cultivating humankind. When speaking of feminine and masculine energies, we are reminded that one could not exist without the other. When we try to understand what it means to be male, what it means to be female, we observe not only differences in our outer form, but diversity at the very core. Let us not react in fear to what we see. Instead, these differences and insights are revealed. Let us embrace and honor them. For the fundamental truth remains, part of ourselves lives within the other. At this stage in the development of the universe, we shall only progress as the divine feminine and enlightened masculine converge. If reconciliation of our differences ceases, we will lose sight of one another, each other, and lose as well our ability to recognize ourselves in the other. We must view each other through the eyes of curiosity and wonder. There must be understanding among us to effectively heal and move beyond any preconceived or displaced notion of injustice and injury. We, each of us, must strive to rise above ourselves, our egos, and release the limiting bonds of emotional and psychological wounds. For we each hold within ourselves these qualities and, through the mirror of the other, see our complete self. Humankind is elevated through man's, the enlightened masculine's, ability to embrace the qualities of the feminine. Man's protecting spirit, acceptance, appreciation, courage, and willingness to work in unison with the feminine will bring into focus the energy of love and oneness. Without this, as individuals and as the whole, along with the world, we will perish. What are the qualities of the enlightened masculine? Through his conviction of purpose and use of skillful means, man is the navigator through obstacles and the builder of cities and kingdoms. Through perseverance, man explores, discovering and retrieving that which is pure and real. While man creates anew, woman contains and nurtures what has been created. What are the qualities of the divine feminine? She is the cradle of ageless wisdom, the strength of unfolding creation, the ferocity of necessary destruction, cutting away all that is false. She is the safeguard of home and innocence, and the nurturer of life and death. The whole and vital question for each of us, all of us, is, how shall the divine feminine and the enlightened masculine recognize one another? And do we recognize each other now? Man and woman are husband and wife, bride and bridegroom to evolutionary creation. The light that emerges when each individual finds all these qualities within her or himself shines upon a blessed marriage, the result of which is not only the realization of divine love, but bringing it to true fruition. Love is a sacred reserve of energy. In our society, which has a tendency to stereotype and pigeonhole, we must constantly focus on achieving our full potential. We, in our culture, tend to separate things. We put up fences or walls, dividing ours and blocking out that which is the other's, forgetting we are all interconnected. We are more than a body, more than gender, more than our sexuality, more than a name. We are divine spirit. We discover the wondrous mystery within us, within each of us, and become conscious of the fact that the other person is a reflection of the same mystery. Through this feeling, through this sense of togetherness, that we are as one, we must learn to share those resources of a love and light that are inside us. It has become brutally obvious to see the great imbalance, destruction, and cruelty that has happened to humans and Mother Earth, caused by the lack of inner harmony and balance within each individual's inner world. Every human being contains both masculine and feminine energy. These opposites unite and untie us, forcing us to find our spiritual center. It is the coming together of these two energies that will make a difference. Love will always find a way, and the energies coming to Earth now are the energies of merging and allowing. The merging and allowing of the divine feminine and enlightened masculine to interact, intertwine, and together transcend. Thank you for listening. I am Amber Hyland. For a transcript of this podcast, please visit the Bloglet of Fire, which you can find via my website, amberhyland.com. I wish you peace and grace.